Johnny, what's the thoughts?
I'm just happy, you know, just happy. First game out of the way, haven't played in 5 weeks. You know, it was all about just navigating through, getting the one, so you know, happy enough with that.
At half time, I think Roscommon won the toss and went against. It looked like it, but I'm not sure. But what was the thoughts at half time with the margin?
Not so much the margin, probably didn't execute well enough. You know, 1-12 probably wasn't far away from maybe from what I thought maybe before it started. Probably I was looking more at 1-14. But probably conceded a really bad goal, you know, silly ball over the shoulder down here in front of us. And the goal came off it, and we conceded two or three soft frees, like the point right at the end of the half. Somebody touched the ball on the ground right in the sideline, leads to a score. You know, we had a goal chance just here where the ball, hand pass didn't go to hand. So, like, wee niggly things were annoying us. I mean, we weren't overly bothered about the breeze, you know. It's a funny thing to say, but it nearly suits us to play against it, you know. Whenever you play with it, everybody drops back, and then, I mean, fair enough, we scored some great long range scores in the first half. Eamon Cass got one, Coyler got one, you know, but I think it nearly disrupts the game too much. You know, so half time, look, we were reasonably happy, maybe just with the scoreline, but not particularly with how we were playing at the time.
When you went down to 14 men, it says to Mickey in the press box, it was a big stage in your season after that. I know they went down to 14, but at that stage of the half, it was massive.
I'm not sure, it was about 10 minutes, we had 14. I'm not sure in the exact time, but look, I thought in that wee period, when it was 14 and 50, I thought we were totally dominant. Joe dropped back in, wing back, look, I mean, they were playing with a sweeper, which was leaving us with a sweeper, mm-hmm. and I thought Coyler was just brilliant all day, like, he was sweeping up, he was getting the ball, he was carrying it out for us. So, like, you don't want to be down to 14, mm-hmm. but I thought we handled the situation fairly well at that stage.
And, as you say, you handled it very well, like, London came here and slowed the whole second half down. Was there learnings from that?
I think we have to try and play the game at our pace. You know, and there's times that we don't look, all our teams aren't going to stand about and let you do it. But I didn't think probably in the first half we imposed our game on them enough. You know, whereas in the second half I thought we were very good. You know, we worked the ball out at the back. We carried it when we needed to. We put quality ball into our forwards and it stuck, which it didn't in the first half. And I mean, Shea got very little change in the first half. He had an unbelievable second half there.
And finally for me, Kerry and Donegal both won today. You're away to Wicklow next week. Does that change anything, or what is the focus going into Wicklow? Because away from home, they're always tough to beat. What's your thoughts?
Doesn't really change anything. Like, we just said to the boys there, like, the group stages are just about trying to navigate through to get yourself in a position to get to the final. We had a couple of rough days down in Wicklow in my second year here, so like we know exactly what it's about. I wouldn't say I'm in any way surprised at the result. I'm maybe surprised a wee bit with the margin of Donegal-Wicklow. I thought it would be a really, really tight one. Donegal, look, going well, probably should have won the league final, conceded a couple of goals in injury time. I mean, Wicklow will know now that that's an absolute must-win for them. Like, if they were to get, if you get two defeats in the first two, you haven't played Kerry yet, you're probably in serious trouble. Like, but look, we'll go down there, we'll recover next couple of days, and we'll be well enough set by the time we get there.